WNX News.
It's cloudy and plus 7 at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Nick Liard. Today kicks off yet another major campaign for OPP officers. The OPP Seatbelt Campaign is one of four annual campaigns that officers do to raise awareness. Community Policing Officer Lon Fuller explains the importance.
Well, it's one of our, we call it the Big Four, and that's one of our Big Four topics that we want to hit for the driving. And the traffic initiatives that we do for this, the Return Home Safe program, too. So,
the campaign runs until April 23rd. Police divers have been called in to help recover a submerged vehicle in the Napanee River this morning. Provincial police were called to the scene just after midnight after someone noticed a vehicle go into the river in King Street area in Napanee. The vehicle was found submerged several meters from shore. Investigators haven't been able to reach the car because of water conditions and aren't sure if anyone is inside the vehicle. The OPP's Underwater Search and Rescue Unit will be on the scene later this morning to recover the vehicle. A Trenton man who broke into 31 businesses in the Quinte area will be sentenced on May 6th. Jason Azzopardi, who is 40, pled guilty Monday in Belleville Provincial Court to 32 counts of break and enter and 5 counts of possession of stolen property. The break-ins occurred at 22 businesses in Belleville, 8 in Quinte West, and 1 carrying place last October and November. Money and other items were stolen. Azzopardi was arrested by Belleville police after he was identified on video surveillance breaking into a business in late November. By most accounts, there were no knockout punches and no clear winner at last night's first leaders' debate of the federal election campaign. Prime Minister Harper did take small jabs, though, through the two-hour event as opposition leaders pressed him on allegations of dubious spending, Tory deception, and conspiracy. Harper glossed at the barbs and stuck largely to his message of economic recovery while asking Canadians to finally give him a majority on May 2nd. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff said Harper dismisses Democratic parliamentary debate as pesky interference in his rule over the land. Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe used his opening exchange with Harper to thank him for taking his first question of the campaign from a citizen. The Auditor General's office has launched an investigation into itself to find out how the media got a hold of draft reports on government spending. An office spokesperson says security officials are discussing the leak. Several media organizations, including the Canadian Press, obtained various drafts of a report into Ottawa spending last year on G8 and G20 summits in Ontario. The early draft said the government had misinformed Parliament to get approval for some G8 spending. An Ontario Superior Court judge has ruled against the government's medical marijuana program, saying it's unconstitutional. Justice Donald Tiliano made a ruling in the case of Matthew Murnau of St. Catherine, who suffered from a number of medical issues. Marijuana is the best treatment for his pain, but he has been unable to find a doctor to support his application for a medical marijuana license. So he resorted to growing his own cannabis and was charged with producing the drug. A new controversy has erupted in the U.S. over how far is too far when it comes to security screenings at airports. The parents of a 6-year-old girl posted a video on YouTube of their child being patted down by a security agent at the airport in New Orleans. Selena Drexel, the girl's mother, says the incident was inappropriate and the agent should never touch a young child.
There needs to be different screening procedures, especially for children. And if we don't find other ways, we're then making them more vulnerable to people that would harm them in that manner.
IBM is working on a system to warn commuters ahead of time about traffic congestion.
There are traffic websites with color-coded maps. There are traffic reports on TV and radio, like on WTOP.
At 4:50, the wreck remains on the left side of the roadway.
They're good at telling you the roads are already congested. IBM is combining some sophisticated analytics software with a network of sensors that is already embedded in roadways throughout California. With the help of a database of past traffic backups, IBM says they can predict when there will be future gridlock. One thing the IBM people can't predict yet is when a crash is going to happen. I'm Ed Donahue.
Bringing food to the office might be a tasty way to boost morale, but some scientists suspect it's really an act of passive aggression.
Those seemingly kind-hearted colleagues who bring cookies and candy to work aren't really doing you any favors. They're actually secretly sabotaging your diet. A new study suggests the more visible and accessible goodies are, the more you eat, as many as 3 extra treats a day. Bruce Wansick, a Cornell researcher and author of a book called Mindless Eating, says even people with great resolve are worn down by the constant temptation and sometimes break down and have that chocolate kiss after walking by the office candy dish for the 24th time. Karen Chase, ABC News.
And soon to be wed, Kate Middleton has been confirmed in the Church of England.
Kate Middleton has been confirmed as a member of the Church of England as she prepares to marry Prince William. St. James's Palace says Middleton was confirmed by the Right Reverend Richard Chartres, the Bishop of London, at a private ceremony on March the 10th. Chartres, who is Dean of the Chapels Royal, also confirmed William in 1997. Confirmation is not necessary to marry a future monarch, who will also be Supreme Governor of the Church of England. However, the Act of Settlement of 1700 bars Roman Catholics or the spouses of Roman Catholics from the throne. Charles Ledesma, London.
That's 91X News to 1207. Trish Allison has sports next.
New or used, it's all good at Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Trenton. Spelmer features the best in all makes and models, safety, innovation, fuel efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Whether it's your first car or you're simply ready to upgrade from that old beater, Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge has what you're looking for at a price that won't be beat. Check out Spelmer's pre-owned and new vehicles at Spelmer.com and follow them on Facebook. Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge. 51 Highway 33 in Trenton.
Spelman, committed to excellence.
Good afternoon, I'm Trish Allison with 91X Sports. 7 games were given, but only 5 were needed. For the second time in 8 years, the Wellington Dukes brought home the OJHL Buckland Cup. Last night's Game 5 ended with a royal win for the Dukes as they beat last year's champs, the Oakville Blades, 4-2. Dukes coach Marty Abrams says the boys had a good year and a good game.
Our penalty killing has been outstanding all year, and the positive has allowed us to ice the puck, but I thought maybe the call was a little bit questionable because he let so much go, but again, those key guys, Bunnett, Bissett, and Rudy, came through for us.
The Dukes will now compete at the Dudley Hewitt Cup in Huntsville starting April 19th. It's do or die for the Picton Pirates tomorrow night. They lost Game 3 of their Schmalz Cup semifinal series 4-3. The Alliston Hornets now lead the series 3-0. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Picton. Puck drop is at 8. After 1,230 games and 186 days of regular season play, the NHL is about to begin its second season. The playoffs kicks off on 5 fronts tonight. Vancouver hosts Chicago, hoping for a change of fortunes from recent years. The Blackhawks have knocked the Canucks out of the playoffs in back-to-back years, winning each series in 6 games. In other opening round playoff action, it's Phoenix at Detroit, Tampa Bay at Pittsburgh, the Rangers at Washington, and Nashville at Anaheim. Tomorrow night, the Montreal Canadiens square off against the Boston Bruins. The Edmonton Oilers will pick first again in the NHL draft. Last night's draft drawing was also good news for New Jersey, which moved up 4 places to number 4. The Devils actually won the lottery despite having just a 3.6% chance of prevailing. But they finished 8th this season and could move up no more than 4 places, according to league rules. The Toronto Raptors conclude a disappointing season as the star-studded Miami Heat came to town. The Heat may rest its big 3 of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh as their playoff seeding is already assured, so there is little at stake in Toronto. Every NBA team is in action tonight as the regular season wraps up. In baseball, 30 teams are set to hit the diamond today. The Jays will play Game 3 of their series with the Seattle Mariners tonight. The Mariners won the first 2 games, handing the Jays their 5th and 6th losses this season. Other games today include the Texas Rangers and Detroit Tigers at 1:05, Kansas City and the Minnesota Twins at 1:10, and later tonight, the Orioles are in the Big Apple to take on the Yankees. Canada is on the move in the FIFA World Cup soccer rankings, jumping 9 places to number 75. World Cup winner Spain remains first ahead of the Netherlands and Brazil. Germany is 4th and Argentina is 5th. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Nick Liard with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy with showers and a high of 8. Tonight, clear with cloudy periods and 2 degrees. Thursday, the sun will come back out and the temperature will jump back up to a plus 10. And then Friday, nothing but sun and a high of 7. at 12:11. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. Nick Liard with Tris Allison. News is next at 1.
This is 91X. CJLX.